In your Bibles to turn to Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to help you out. We're going to read the chapter, so I'm going to help you out with chapter 8. And then I'm going to preach and teach out of a couple things there for us to see. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way in the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes, rules and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. You know, that is something that I would say, thinking about wisdom. It is better that you learn and seek wisdom early rather than when you need it. If you wait until the crisis comes, it's harder to find wisdom. If you think things through, like there are many things in my life that I have already thought through, there are a lot of things in life that happen. There are a lot of things in life that are going to go on, and we kind of turn a blind eye to them. A loved one dies. A tragedy happens. Poverty can come. A great crisis of anything could happen. Bad health, ill health, whatever the case may be. We have all kinds of things that we have to deal with. Heart disease, cancer, right? And it would behoove us to think about how we're going to deal with those things in a godly manner. What's the wisdom to do about that? Before they get there. Most people are caught unawares when these things happen. But wisdom is there. And it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. If you wait to seek God's wisdom about a circumstance, you may be, well, you will be in a bad situation. You won't be able to handle it the way you should. It's just something to think about. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Now, Father, we thank you for the word of God, and we just pray that you'd help us to see what we need to see today. There's so much here to look at, so much to think on. And I just pray, Lord, you would bless the preaching of your word. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the book of Proverbs, these first chapters that we've been looking at, they have a lot to say about wisdom, don't they? And it's kind of an amazing thing that when you talk about wisdom, you see a large portion in there where men are warned about the strange woman, don't you? Men, that ought to tell us something. Men have a tendency to get stupid around women. It's a fact, isn't it? We have to be careful. And that's a place where men ought to pay attention. But it's not all about that, ladies. There's a lot in there that you can pay attention to. And a lot of ladies, if they'd pay attention to it, they wouldn't be the strange woman. So there's that. But the point being is, when you look at this, he talks about wisdom. And in chapter 8, wisdom is personified. And he starts out and he asks, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors, and says, unto you, O men, I call, my voice is to the sons of man." So, wisdom is available everywhere. We can learn a lot of different things, and we can find wisdom. And so, when you wonder about what wisdom is, wisdom, if we read this, wisdom is a simple definition, I would say, is the right application of knowledge. The right application of knowledge. The understanding of how to use the knowledge you've been given in a righteous manner. Because when we look at wisdom, if we go through there and he talks about wisdom, he says in verse 6, he says, "Here, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things." All right? He said, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, and there is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." So when we look at wisdom, wisdom has to do with righteousness. There are a lot of people that are wise in the so-called wisdom of this world, but which, by the way, the Bible says, hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world. But biblical wisdom and understanding, it's always rooted in righteousness. It's rooted in that which is good and right and holy. I mean, you can think yourself wise, but if you're doing wickedly, you're not wise. If you're using the knowledge that God allowed you to gain in this world wickedly, you are not wise. Because wisdom isn't any of that. And I will say that wisdom is everywhere. Verse 4, it says, unto you, O men, I call my voices to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. That also tells me that wisdom is available to everybody. It's available everywhere. God's put wisdom in, and we can find wisdom everywhere, but it's also available to everyone. It's available to the simple, it's available to the fool. It's there. That's the mercy of God, that there's wisdom that's available. So we think about that, and we go on and we read on down through there, and we look at, then we see the value of wisdom. Chapter, verse 10 says, receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I'll get to that in a minute, but that we skip down to verses 18 and 19. He says, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. So we look at that and we see about wisdom. We see the value of wisdom. William's wisdom is more valuable than any amount of money you could gain, any amount of earthly or material wealth you could gain. But most people, that's why people get caught in schemes so easily, is because they're looking for material wealth and not wisdom. And we have people that are defrauded. When people get older and they get to when they get up in years and everything like that, they become more urgent about, sometimes they become more urgent. A lot of times people look at the elderly and they say, why are the elderly so easily scammed? And it's not because, and yes, there may be some diminishing of faculties as we get older, but most of the time it's urgency. Because they know that people are worried about, well, I can't work, what's going to happen to me? And they're worried about money. And so a lot of times that makes them more susceptible, because somebody offers them what they're desiring. They're desiring the material wealth. And they end up losing. And they do that type of stuff. And so they're looking for that. So wisdom's more valuable than that. But as young people, that's what most people focus on. Money, 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 getting money. But if you focus on wisdom, guess what? That which you need will come. You'll have the right understanding, and it'll be something that endures, but you'll have something greater than money to show for it. But, and I want to point out in verse 13 that wisdom requires us to hate some things. It says, if you have wisdom, it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. If wisdom says, I don't like these things, then we ought to say the same thing, because that's the fear of the Lord. You know, the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy is understanding, the Scripture tells us. But as we go through all of that, and we look down at everything that it says, then we have a whole section of there of talking about wisdom was with God, because wisdom is of God. and is personified, and wisdom is personified in the Lord Jesus Christ, even though here it's used as a in the feminine idea, but still, Christ is the Word of God, and where do you find wisdom but in the Word of God, right? So we look at that, and Christ is the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1, right? And so he talks about wisdom being there at the creation, and being there for man, and being there by which kings rule, and how men need wisdom. Now in verse 32, it says this, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors." All right, blessed is the man that what? Heareth me, watching daily at my gates, and waiting at the post of my doors. In other words, blessed is the person that is looking for wisdom every day. Blessed is the man that is seeking God's wisdom every day. Not just when I have a problem, but every day. The whole idea of reading your Bible every day is not just to check a box. Like we talk about the book of Proverbs, and I gave you an assignment to read one chapter of the book of Proverbs every day in the book in the month of January, and then give me a verse back that spoke to your heart, so we could take that and analyze it and see what similarities there were. And I think it'll be a fun exercise, and I think it'd be something. You know, we may be able to glean some wonderful insight out of that. And if you look at all the verses that you wrote down through the year, through the month, and then I give you a copy of everybody's verses, and we go and read all those verses, that would be an interesting thing to study and go through and study that. But when you look at this, and when we do this, you look at this as an assignment, but the idea of reading the Bible is to seek God's wisdom, to seek understanding, to grow up in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And so that's something that we ought to be doing daily. We ought to seek and desire God's wisdom daily. That's why the Bible says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a daily thing. It's supposed to be daily. And there's so many things that try to... And it's so often the case that the Word of God, the Bible, is the first thing that is pushed to the side when we have a busy day. And it really shouldn't be. And the devils will delight to try to make your day busy, and try to make everything a crisis where you don't have time to do things. He attacks in that way. There's something to be done. For example, there's something to be done, but I don't want to do that now. I want to do this because this is pleasurable. This is amusing. This is fun. This is pleasant. And then we turn around and say, oh, I didn't read my Bible. And then tomorrow, oh, I've got a backlog of things that I should have done yesterday. Now I've got to do those things. And so eventually we're so busy doing things. And it's just different ways the devil can try to get in on us and deal with us on a lot of different things. So we're susceptible to things like that, aren't we? We like to have our pleasures, our amusements, and everything like that. And sometimes we go overboard with them. They become weights to us and snares. And we don't do what we're supposed to do daily. But verse 35 and 36 is where I wanted to look at primarily. It says, "For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. You know, there is a simple thing that I can look at when I talk about that and understand that. We know that the Bible tells us about sin, and if we turn over to the book of James, just something I want you to think about. Let's see if I can find the passage I'm looking for. In James chapter 1, he says in verse 13, he said, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." Now God has given us wisdom, first of all, in salvation, in the preaching of the gospel. He's given wisdom and knowledge of salvation in Christ, right? The wisdom is there. It's been preached over and over and over again, yet so many never take advantage of it, do they? They know about it. They have the knowledge, right? But there's never been a godly application of that knowledge. It could be somebody here right now. You're just playing church, and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. But there's wisdom in that knowledge. There's that understanding. What is that in? Common sense. If the wisdom is, if God sent a Savior for the whole world, then I need that Savior. So what do I need to do to get that application of salvation to me? And then we read on, we understand about repentance and faith, right? Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So we understand that. That's wisdom. That's the application of that knowledge that we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. There's the application. There is the wisdom. The wisdom comes, it results in an action. Whereas just the simple knowledge is fine, but if that knowledge is not wisely used, it's no good. "Thou believest in one God, thou doest well. The devils believe also and tremble." You see what I'm saying there? So when we, and the Bible says that ye have therefore received Christ Jesus your Lord, so walk ye in him. So what we have to do to grow up as Christians the way we should is we have to, just like when we got saved, we have to apply the knowledge and seek the wisdom out of the knowledge. What does this mean to me? What does this do for me? How do I use this knowledge, this information, to make it so? God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Oh, that's nice. I guess I'm saved. Is that wisdom? No, it's not wisdom, because we know that there's more to it than that. There's more to it when the gospel is preached. But people have the knowledge, but they don't ever have the application, the wisdom. Now, but when somebody does get saved, they're supposed to use that. They're supposed to be the same way. Just as when I heard the gospel and I began to think about it and God began to deal with my heart and show me the truth, I had to deal with who I was. I had to deal with the fact that I was a sinner. I deserved to go to hell. and that then I had to repent and stop calling God a liar, and I had to put my faith and trust in Christ and call upon Him as my Savior. So I did that. Now that I've done that, that is actually how I'm supposed to live my life from this point forward. I'm supposed to gain knowledge and seek wisdom. And whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. I found the wisdom, the right understanding of the gospel, and that understanding, and that resulted in my salvation, right? And I became a child of God. And if I had rejected that, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Therein is the point. But now that I'm saved, I'm supposed to do the same thing. And he said, whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Well, Jesus didn't come to save us by the skin of our teeth. He didn't come to save us yet so as by fire. He also said, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So there's wrapped up in this promise of salvation is the promise of a better life. And not a better life by the world's standards, a better life by God's standards. Our idea of a better life is plenty of money. That's not God's idea of a better life. God's idea of a better life is a better you. Of you becoming a better person. You becoming more like Christ. You being conformed to the image of His dear Son. That's the better life. That's the abundant life. And we're warned about that. He says, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Now, if you don't seek God's wisdom, you're hurting yourself. I spent a long time talking to somebody not long ago, a parent that had lost a child, and they were racked up with guilt because they were, I mean, it's the classic thing. If I'd only done this, if I'd have done this instead of that, if I'd have done this instead of that. And the truth was, this person's child was an adult. And they had done everything they possibly could have done. But there's all this thought about, if I'd only done this, if I'd only said this, if I'd only done that. But the truth was, the things that she wished she had already said a dozen times before, or more. And I sat there and I talked to this person, and I was talking to her, and I said, here's the thing that you have to understand. What you're working on and what you're dealing with is what you feel. But what you feel isn't necessarily the truth. But if I'd only said this, did you ever say that to them? Well, yes. Did you say it more than once? Yes. Did they hear it the first time you said it? No. So how do you know that one more time would have made the difference? You don't know. You just hope so. You feel like it. You feel like you failed because you're feeling the loss of this person in your life. But that, what you're saying, is how you feel. It's not the truth. It's not the truth. And we go through life, and when people are doing wrong, sometimes you have to take a stand. And I've talked to parents before whose children have made a mess out of their lives, and they've gone through so many things. And I know it's hard. I know If you ever get a chance to sit down and talk to somebody like that, it's heart-wrenching because you can feel the pain, literally. And you can feel the agony that they're going through. But at some point, you have to not deal with the way you feel. You have to apply the wisdom that the knowledge of the truth gives you. You have to apply it, otherwise it doesn't do you any good. And it's not just in crisis situations. It's in everyday life. It's the application of the Word of God to my life. How do I use what I have read in the Bible today? How do I use? And it may be starting with, how am I not using this? Why am I not still doing this? Why did I stop? Do what God said. And that is the entire thing. And if you want your life to be what it can be, and your faith and your walk with God to be what it should be, you've got to apply this wisdom. You've got to look for it. It will not get that way just because you know something. There has to be a right application of the knowledge. A righteous application of the knowledge. A godly application of the knowledge. Because there's no wickedness in wisdom. It's wisdom that leads us to say, all right, I've blown it with God, but there's the Bible says that I can come and make it right. I've made a mess of my life with God, but the Bible says there's a way back. There's a way forward. I've made a mess of the past, but the Bible says that look what it says up here in this passage of Scripture. It says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." We're told more one place. We're told redeeming the time for the days are what? Evil. So what time you have left, you redeem it. You make the most of it. By the application of wisdom. And if you don't do that, it's because you love death. All that they that hate me love death. And they that hate, and he says, he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. There's the whole point. Person rejects the gospel, they do to their eternal peril, don't they? And when we reject the Bible as our guide and the way we make our decisions, we're hurting ourselves. And the truth is, most of us don't see it that way. Well, it's just, I mean, I didn't read the Bible today. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I know the Bible says this, but I like to do things my way. You're hurting yourself. That's just the truth. You're sinning against your own soul. You're wronging your own soul. And by rejecting the wisdom of God. Something we got to understand. And we have, if the Lord's willing, we have a whole new year. What are we going to do with it? How are we going to work? How are we going to behave? How are we going to make our decisions this year? If God gives you a year, how are you going to make your decisions? And we need to do it with wisdom. My verses, those last two verses are my verses that I got out of this chapter when I read it. Those are the verses for me. I don't know about you. Now, you pick any verses you want. Don't just pick the verses I picked just because the preacher picked them. Read it and pick your own verses. Those are mine. Leave them alone. No, I'm just playing. If that's where God spoke to you, then all by all means make them your verses. But those are the verses that spoke to me when I was reading about that. And so I just wanted to share that with you today and something to think about. As I sat and thought on them and meditated on them, You know, it's really true. If you find wisdom, you know, the Bible talks about this world, people being ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. What is it saying? It's saying they have no wisdom. They don't have, they have knowledge of things, but they don't know how to rightly apply them. They don't know how to apply that knowledge righteously and godly. And we shouldn't be among that number. We should be just the opposite. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll take a break till the morning preaching. Father, we thank you for everything you've given us. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Help us, Lord, to love wisdom and to seek it daily and to realize that it is indeed available to us. Doesn't matter if we're the simple one or the fool, there's wisdom available, and it's available everywhere. And Lord, it's certainly available in the Word of God. There's no greater source. So help us to see it that way and desire that wisdom the way we should. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.